It's Miracle on Broad Street in support of CFAX Santa's Anonymous. Call in with your donation, 778-561-1070, or donate online to CFAXSantas.com. Now, the Miracle on Broad Street on CFAX 1070.
Hi there. It is Bailey Parker and Johnny Novak.
Hello.
From 107.3 Virgin Radio. We host the morning show on the sister station to CFAX 1070, and we are so happy to be a part of this year's Miracle on Broad Street.
Yes, we are very, very excited. We're raising some money for CFAX Santa's Anonymous, and if you would like to make a donation, let's tell you some ways right now. Let's start off with the old-fashioned, good old phone call way. You can always give us a call at 778-561-1070. That number again, 778-561-1070.
Yeah, and our operators are standing by. We can see them hanging out here in the studio with us, and it doesn't look like anyone's on the phone just yet, so you should give them a call to keep them nice and busy. Otherwise, they're just going to be sitting here scrolling on TikTok, and we want to keep them busy and get those donations coming in for CFAX 1070. If you don't want to call in, you can always go online as well to CFAXSantas.com. CFAX Santas is a trusted online giving source with Canada Helps, and you will receive an instant tax receipt when you make your donation today.
Or you can come down to the radio station at 1420 Broad Street, where we have three parking spaces reserved, so you can come in and donate. It's kind of like a donate and dash sort of thing.
Yeah, and it's so exciting because for the first time in almost 3 years, we're actually able to have people in studio with us, which is so incredibly exciting. And we are so excited to have a guest. Yeah. Make some noise for that. This is so exciting.
Just we got guests in general. This is so awesome.
Yeah, and speaking of guests, we are so excited to be talking to Adam Cooper today, who is a board member for Urban Development Institute Capital Region. Adam, thank you so much for taking the time to chat with us.
Yeah, thanks so much for having me, guys. I'm really, really pleased to be here.
Yeah, so what made you want to be a part of this and donate to this amazing organization?
Well, you know, we know it's such an important cause, and, you know, the UDI has actually been a longstanding participant of Santa's Anonymous. This is our eighth year that we've been contributing to the event. And, you know, we know that this year in particular, it's a tough time for everybody. You know, we've got rising costs across the board. And so we really felt like we wanted to push our membership this year to kind of see if we could do better than we have in the past. And what we do every year is our annual Christmas event with all of our members. That's where we fundraise for this. And we're quite pleased that this year we've actually been able to make our largest donation ever over the past 8 years.
Okay.
Yeah, so we've managed to come together and round up $14,280.
Oh my gosh.
Wow.
That's amazing.
Yeah, no, I really wish I had the big check to bring you guys.
Well, just imagine that we have this giant novelty check because that is so incredible.
Yeah. And unfortunately, Kathy Witcher, who's our executive director, she is the one that normally comes out and supports this effort, but she's under the weather, so you have me as our board chair here today.
Well, we're so great to have you, Adam.
Thank you.
This is unbelievable. Thank you so much for this and everything you've done, because since 2011, you guys have raised, what, over $44,000?
That's right. Yes.
Wow. Yep. That is incredible. And it's just so amazing because that money goes so far into our community because, you know, even though it's CFAX Santa's Anonymous, it is a 365 charity all throughout the year. They're doing all these amazing efforts. They're helping out with lunch programs. You know, they're helping with individual miracles. So it's just so amazing that we can have this money coming in to support it. And we wouldn't be able to do it without organizations like the one that you work for, Adam.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, no, like I said, we're so pleased to be a part of it. We know that the reach from Santa's Anonymous is deep into the community. Mm-hmm. That's one of the reasons that we want to rally behind that cause. And like we said, we think it's a tough year for people, so we really tried to step up our game and see what we could do to raise the bar from where we've been in the past.
Well, we appreciate your efforts, especially this time of year with this situation. That's just unbelievable. And what was that number again?
$14,280.
Yeah, let's make some more noise for that donation, because that is absolutely incredible. Thanks, Adam.
Thank you.
It's Adam Cooper, the board chair from the Urban Development Institute of the Capital Region. Again, thank you so much.
Yeah. Well, it'd be awesome if you could call in right now to give us another $14,000. But really, any dollar amount is greatly appreciated. If you want to make a call, that number again is 778-561-1070 to make that donation. And it looks like our board operators are getting a little bit busy. busier, but we definitely could use some more phone calls coming in. So that number again, 778-561-1070. Mm-hmm. Or you can make a donation online.
Yes, CFAXSantas.com, because CFAX Santas is a trusted online giving source, and that's with Canada Helps, and you can receive an instant tax receipt. And then we've also got our in-person way.
Yeah, come on down to 1420 Broad Street, right at the corner at Broad and Pandora. We've got three parking spots reserved out front, so you can pop in and make that donation. And now it's time to get to some music. Al Farabee, take it away.
Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much, you guys, for being here today, representing all our Bell Media outlets. I'll tell you, this is one of the great things about this community is just finding incredible players. And Danny Lapp is an incredible player, but you find and you know so many different great players that that continue to shine in this area, don't you?
Well, I think we're in an amazing part of the world, and yes, there are so many great musicians and young musicians. It's a privilege running the BC Fiddle Orchestra program when I get to meet, you know, young musicians and be part of their life for a little while. And our peers, our friends around town who play. There's so many great musicians in different genres of music, and it's a great place.
It really is. Introduce this great player again that is going to be playing with you again. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Jeanne Tolmie, and she's playing rhythm guitar, and we're singing together here.
I love this, too. Speaking of shows, coming back to the conservatory after, what, three-year absence? Tell people what's going on.
Yeah. Next weekend, March.
I know, right? I know.
December 16th and 17th, we're going to have the 19th annual Home for Christmas concert. So we're back in action. We're very excited. We've done a couple years of online, you know, cutting and pasting.
We tried all that.
Been there, done that. Yeah. So we have a woman named Andrea Menard, who's a Métis performer from the West Coast, well, originally from Saskatchewan. She's our special guest. My daughter, Soleil Alamey, she's celebrating her 16th birthday on stage on the 16th.
Wow.
And she's sang at the concerts every year since she was six. So that's going to be fun. And then, you know, the local ringers, part of the band, and then all the students. We've got to have about 150 performers. So we're really excited about having an open house again for Home for Christmas.
It's like the world's largest kitchen party, isn't it?
Yes, it pretty much is, I think.
It is, yeah. Hey, what do you guys want to do today? Because we want to get into some great music. What do you want to do?
We're going to sing our little version of I Saw Three Ships. And Jeanne came up with this fun little hooky chorus that we're going to try to remember the lyrics of.
Very awesome. Thank you, Jeanne, for being here.